Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Earlier on in the programme, we heard Paddy Malone from the Dundalk Chamber of Commerce say that they were going to be trying to accent the tourist potential coming out of the Biden visit rather than any foreign direct investment potential or opportunities. What, though, if the weather goes completely awry for us? He's visiting Louth later on today and then on to Mayo, as we know, towards the end of the week. But the country is, as you know, at the moment in the south anyway, being battered by heavy rains and gale force winds. Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather joins me on the line now. Alan, the French got to name this storm and they've given it a rather worrying biblical sounding name of Noah. And of all of the characters from the Bible that you want to go and pick right now, that's not the one that we want to be hearing about, is it?
No, but a few people could be thinking about building arcs, all right, Philip. So maybe it is appropriate for some parts of the country.
How is it that the French have gotten to name this one? I thought that we did this in conjunction with the Brits, the Norwegians and the Dutch.
Yeah, so the Irish Met Éireann and Met Office in the UK and the Dutch, as you say, none of those thought to name the storm. Obviously, the impacts weren't big enough, maybe. I'm not really sure what the thinking was, but they decided not to name it. But it is going to later impact the north of France, and they've issued weather warnings, so they've decided to name it Noah. N-O-A, no H, I might add. So they have, the French, the Spanish and the Portuguese, very like the Met Office and Met Éireann and the Dutch Met Office, do name storms in collaboration. So it's Storm Noah. It's been named by the French, but really we're seeing the main impact from it. And winds have picked up again now on the west coast, over 112 kilometres an hour at Mace Head in the last hour, with the eye of the storm moving through, and many people sending pictures of lovely blue skies and commenting how calm it is. But it is that old saying of calm before the storm, because it certainly is starting to move across the country now, and it will really bring some very miserable weather in the next couple of hours right across the country.
Can we go back to the classification of the storms? How is it that all of our combined Met services missed this one?
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't say they missed it. I just think maybe they thought it didn't reach the criteria to name it, because the criteria for naming the storms doesn't seem to be kind of nailed down anywhere. We had some orange warnings for Clare, Cork and Kerry, which have expired now. Generally, if we used to get orange warnings, that meant the storm was named. But obviously they decided not to name it based on the impacts of it. But the whole idea of naming a storm is to make people aware of it. And given the weather warnings we have, and given the fact that it's a combination of a lot of weather, snow on high ground, very cold temperatures, heavy rain, strong winds, I think it should have been named. But look, the French have decided to name it. So it has a name now, and maybe we just need to worry about what it's going to bring.
Would you be trying to land a helicopter in Ballina in the next couple of days?
Well, I think it'll be fine after this evening. So, I personally, Philip, wouldn't try and land it. But I think those that are able to fly helicopters will be well able to. Once this blows through later this evening, it'll clear into the Irish Sea. And I was listening to your intro there in terms of Dundalk. I'd be kind of maybe slowing him down on the roll a little bit and trying to hold President Biden back until maybe 6 or 7 o'clock, because the worst of the wind and rain will be clearing the northeast by then. And actually, the northeast have had the wind warnings have been removed. I said that the Secret Service managed to even influence the weather service, because the Met Office in the UK have removed the yellow warning for Northern Ireland, and northeast counties of the Republic of Ireland have also had the yellow warning removed. So Louth actually doesn't have any warnings any longer.
And sure, look, even if it does, the wind does pick up and it all gets a little bit worse, it's a grand stretch of road from Dundalk all the way down to President Higgins in the park, isn't it? He would cover that distance in no time at all.
I'm sure very quickly the beast, as the vehicle, if he's on the road. But it will be pretty rough for a couple of hours, but the sunshine will come through. So It will be a nice evening, and tomorrow is looking much better, and Friday not too bad either. It's still going to be cold, so I hope he has a good warm jacket, but it's going to improve, and certainly there will be some lovely sunshine photo-ops for Irish
That's
tourism.
Exactly what I was going to say. The sun will shine for a few photo-ops at some point over the course of the next couple of days, yeah?
Absolutely, it will, and the Green of Ireland will be looking glorious, and I'm sure lots of Americans will start booking holidays, hopefully, Philip.
Well, there you go. That's an Alan O'Reilly promise on the sun shining between now and the weekend and President Biden's departure. Thank you very much, Alan.
Cheers, Philip.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.